The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 10 of the addiction recovery program.
My name's Robert, and I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
I stand corrected, and I owe this group seriously a great debt of gratitude. You know, I don't know how many times I've been through these steps, and the maintenance steps were like, you know, why do we bother? I mean, I'm clean and sober. What more do you want? And I think I haven't taken them as seriously as I should have over a period of time. And as I was thinking about this step today, knowing it was coming up, you know, I just mentally went back through some of the steps. And do I still believe that the power of God can restore me to complete spiritual health? Step two, yeah, I believe that. Do I have difficulty still in deciding to turn my life and will over the care of God? Yes, I still have difficulty doing that. Step four, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory. I have more fun still taking other people's inventory. Remember how great that used to be, taking other people's inventory? Not only that, you could fix all their problems. I mean, I suspect everybody in here had a great time with that at one point in their recovery. Step nine, last week, wherever possible, make direct restitution. And I kept thinking this week as we went through that step last week, I bet there's other people on my list that I haven't thought of. And sure enough, you know, I've been clean and sober for a long time. I still have two or three individuals that are easily accessible that I should probably still, after this amount of time, make some kind of amends. I haven't thought of them in years. Then I thought about the fact that how do you make amends to your three children when you weren't there for 10 years of the most formative stage of their life? That's probably a pretty much impossible burden. I'm not sure you can, except thankfully, you know, the relationship of healed, and they're wonderful, and my children are extraordinary. Everybody's children are extraordinary, right? But you wonder what it would have been, because even though I was there, I wasn't there. And it's something I regret every single day of my life. Our addictions have consequences, and they are far-reaching and seem like sometimes go on forever. But I know that I need to do a little better job. You know, I talk about humility all the time. I've hardly spoken once, as long as I can remember, about humility being the most desirable quality a recovering addict could have, and yet sometimes I have so little of it. So the point of my sharing tonight really is that call them maintenance tips, call them whatever you need, but whatever you want to, but personal inventories, continuing to do so, is just something I've basically neglected. And it's through you brothers and sisters in this room who have sort of given me hope and have rejuvenated my spirit and my desire and my motivation to do a better job. I'm so inspired by this group of people. It's not that I do everything wrong, but I could do better. And I think when I say I've been clean and sober, what more do you want? I think the Lord wants a lot more from us and that we have a lot to offer. It's one of the most amazing parts of this program is when you see somebody come into the program, beat to pieces, can barely breathe, and you watch him, you know, whether it's a month later, a week later, several hours later sometimes, or a year later, and see what their life is like and who they've become. If that's not the power of the atonement in practice, I don't know what is, because it's truly inspiring. You folks here inspire me. I thank you. I'll leave this with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The full episode for Step 10 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.